you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 9th. Today's word is aphorism, spelled A-P-H-O-R-I-S-M. Aphorism is a noun that means a concise statement of a principle. It can also mean a terse formulation of a truth or sentiment, an adage. Aphorism can also mean an ingeniously terse style of expression. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Adam Gopnik. Brevity is the soul of wit, Shakespeare's Polonius says, issuing the greatest unintentional aphorism in literature. At the time, scholars say, the line meant merely that concision is the essence of useful intelligence, and, of course, it was uttered as part of a deliberately long-winded speech. But it now captures a subtler truth. A joke is improved by compression. The word aphorism was originally used in the world of medicine. Credit Hippocrates, the Greek physician regarded as the father of modern medicine, with influencing our use of the word. He used aphorismos, a Greek ancestor of aphorism, meaning definition or aphorism, in titling a book outlining his principles on the diagnosis and treatment of disease. That volume offered many examples that helped to define aphorism, beginning with the statement that starts the book's introduction with these words, "Life is short, art long, occasion sudden and dangerous, experience deceitful, and judgment difficult." English speakers originally used the term mainly in the realm of the physical sciences, but eventually broadened its use to cover principles in other fields. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.